are listening to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com. Changing the way we listen to the world. And you are tuning in to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and welcome to the show. My topic tonight is spiritual economics. But before I start that, I'd like to mention there's a chat room available. It's really simple to get to. Just go to 12radio.com, click on chat, and you're there. Basically, it's via Facebook, so you have to be a Facebook member, but that's easily arranged. It's not that difficult to become a Facebook member. And I hope your week is going well. My week is just doing, I'm just having a fantastic week. I just want to spread that, you could say, that fantastic energy out to my audience, to the beautiful men and women listening to the show tonight. And also, I'm a 12 advisor. That's 12listen.com, psychic and a medium on 12listen.com. So if you want to talk and make it more private, please give me a call on 12listen.com. That's our flip side of 12radio.com. And, well, I'm just going to start my topic. Spiritual economics, what exactly is that? I'm going to start off with a few, you could say, famous people, what they thought about, you could say, economics, the economics of life. I'm going to start off with Emerson. And he had this idea that everyone, all of us, each one of us are born to be rich. And are if you're not born rich, you will eventually grow rich through the use of who you are. In other words, using your creative powers, your abilities to create the wealth you need to live your life, the way you want to live your life. But he also said that the yin and the yang of, you could say, of Emerson here is that you may be hung up with the idea of poverty. And if you are hung up with the idea of poverty and you want more, think about what you want. Like, how much more do you want? Okay, then easily done. In other words, think of a goal. You know, let's say I want to make $200,000 more this year. Okay, if that's your goal, that's your intention, then create that intention. Even if you have the idea that you are hung up on the idea of poverty, you can escape this idea. Ideas change, and so do you. And he also believed that all of us lived in this opulent universe. And you could say the universe is always creating itself and recreating itself. That's a constant change. It never stays the same from one moment to the next. So just like you, you are in constant flux from one moment to the next, creating, recreating, doing all these wonderful things for yourself. So as you recreate yourself, let's say you're in a poverty conscious mind or a poverty conscious state, that there's not enough, never will be enough, or whatever it is you're thinking, that crazy thought. As you're recreating yourself, think about that you want a certain amount of money. You want a beautiful relationship in your life. You want a new car because your old car is broke. It doesn't work, run anymore. Okay. So as you're recreating yourself, because every day you're creating, the universe is always creating, and so are you since you're part of the universe. And as you recreate yourself with, you could say, the opulence that you need to live in this physical world. And so if you, let's say you or any of us for that matter, are experiencing lack in some way. Basically what you're living the opposite of the universal flow. You say opposite of universal flow. And if you believe that you're a part of the God consciousness, this beautiful state of creation, then the whole universe moves through you, around you, in you. And it moves in you, around you, through you, with the abundance of life and substance. And so there you go. It's as simple as that. If you believe that you are part of the God consciousness of creation, that beautiful aspect of who you are, the beautiful aspect of who the universe is, then the whole universe moves through you. Therefore, the abundance of life and substance moves through you. So are you ready to believe something like that? Well, if you are, then you say, you can say you're there already. It's not like, okay, so I can say I want this, but how does it come to me? Well, it comes to you through your efforting and work that you put into it. And I'm going to quote another famous individual. This is Jesus here. If one seeks his kingdom and his righteousness, okay, if one seeks his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things shall be yours as well. You could say the abundance, the opulence of the universe comes to you. Because the universe is a representation of opulence. Look at the night sky. How opulent is that? Look at, if you're on a beach right now, look at the waves coming in. How opulent the ocean is. How beautiful the ocean is, for that matter. And so when the economy is low, okay, so the economy is low. There are many things that I can do and you can do. We all can do, you know. So you say, well, I got to wait till the economy steps up before I can do better. Well, there are many things that we can do other than wait. You say, see something, waiting for something to happen, hoping for something to happen. So maybe your financial limitations are a part of what you believe to be is true. In other words, because the economy is slow, I can't make money. Because the economy is slow, I can't have what I want, the important things of what I want in life. And because of this, you might want to change, you know, those financial limitations and say, So what? The economy is not doing so well today. But I don't have to accept that as my fact, as my truth. So you go beyond, you could say, what people are telling you. And then you start creating what you want to tell yourself, that I can have as much as I want. I can have as much opulence, as much beautiful things, as much you could say relationship, a beautiful relationship that is opulent, caring, loving, you know, all those wonderful things. You can have all that. But if you start like reading too much and start believing that, oh, until the economy picks up, I'm limited. So that's what I'm talking about. That is a financial limitation right there. And you can change it anytime you want, this concept. And financial problems, you could see right here, financial problems could be, well, I think it really is, an outer manifestation of your inner state, of your consciousness. In other words, if you believe that you can only make so much money in a year, then that's all you're going to make. But if you have the attitude that I can make $1 million in the next 6 months, then take that attitude and run with that attitude. Be that attitude. You see, your thoughts, your emotions, my thoughts, my emotions, if they're healthy, then they can cure all your financial beliefs. But if they're limited because of the economy, because of my parents only made so much, therefore I'll just make a little more than they did because I'm comfortable with that. So the question is, in your economic world, what are you comfortable with? What are you uncomfortable with? Are you willing to have a more expansive idea or a more expansive attitude that you are a powerful being, an empowered being that can create what you need in this present moment? Well, if you have a belief like that, then you can create, you could say, your spiritual economics anytime you want, any place, anywhere. It does not matter. So who you are, you establish yourself. You're a part of, you could say, the free flow of the universe because you decided to change your mind. You're tired of just being you're struggling, you're tired of being poor, you're tired of this, or whatever it is that you're tired of, it's time to change my attitude. It's time to put my will. It's time to empower myself where I can have what I want when I want it, any place, anytime, anywhere. And so your thoughts and emotions. Think about your thoughts and emotions, about your spiritual economics, about your physical economics. And are they dammed up inside of you, within sight of you? Well, if you could say, if the dam gate is closed, then maybe it's time to open. Let the water out. Free yourself. And you know, you might have an attitude where, well, no one can keep your good from me. No one can keep my good from me. No one can keep any good from me. Let's say you said, my good is always coming to me. Therefore, whatever I want, I can create, manifest. Whatever I want, it's going to be there when I need it. And when I don't need it, it's still going to be there. So no one can keep you from you except you. No one can keep you from your good except you. No one can keep you from your creating more money, creating more love, creating whatever you need to create except you. And this, you could say, this is a spiritual law right there. So by you thinking that, you're going, oh my God, I've been doing that for past 30 years. No wonder I'm not, I can't be successful. I try to be successful, but I only get to a certain point and it stops. It's shut off. The flow is shut off. So that means you're keeping yourself from actually creating what you want on a daily basis. So this is a life-changing thought right there. Well, let's say you're in a state of poverty and you decide, okay, I'm not going to let me interfere with me. From this point on, I'm in the flow. From this point on, I'm in the universal flow. From this point on, I will have everything I need all the time. That's all there is to it. So now you're going from poverty to affluence. And the word affluence literally means free flow. So here we are. You know, you decided to change a belief system, and now you've changed it. And now you're going from poverty to affluence, and now this affluence, like I said, affluence literally means free flow. So here you are in the affluence of the universe now, the free flow of the universe. And this is not related to things that are outside of you. You know, it's not about houses, cars, and whatever else you think about the outside world is this material world. Prosperity is not just having things. It is also a consciousness that attracts all these beautiful things to you. Isn't it time to attract all these beautiful things to you that you want? Oh, that would be a beautiful thing for everybody listening tonight. Suddenly you become you change your attitudes and you're a part of the flow. And all of a sudden, 3 months from now, your financial problems are over. You got a better job. Or you created something where all of a sudden money is just coming to you while you sleep. Every night when you sleep, it's coming to you, be a check, mail, bank account, however. And like I said, prosperity is not just having things. It's a consciousness that attracts all wonderful, opulent things that you need to survive in this world. And the word wealth originally meant well-being. So there you go. Originally, wealth meant well-being. Now, a lot of people, you know, me included at times, may think that prosperity implies gold falling from the sky. Well, I guess it can be, but that's not always going to be true. Are gold falling, you know, you just literally walk along the yellow brick road, and the yellow brick road is made of gold bricks, and you just take a brick out on the road and you walk home with it. Well, that can happen. But it's important that the word prosperity is according to hope. The word prosperity, the Latin root, translates according to hope, are going forward hopefully. So here we are talking about prosperity, the Latin root that translates according to hope, or go forward hopefully. This is not so much like a condition in life. It's an attitude towards your life, towards who you are. And, you know, some attitudes are negative, some attitudes are positive. Well, I believe this affluence is a positive attitude. Besides, when you become affluent, you are able to do things for yourself and others. You're able to give to charities of your choice and help others if you want to. So being, you know, creating affluence in your life is a positive thing, because then you can extend that out way beyond you. You could say your sphere of influence. And a prosperous person is one who is what I believe is a fully functioning individual. You know, like, they are aware of all their wants and needs, and they are willing to accept all their wants and needs, and they are willing to do something about to create their wants and needs. And they're not hung up on the idea, if I become a wealthy man or a woman, then the world's going to hate me. Well, the world, do they hate you now if you're poor? Is that going to change? Well, no one's going to hate you. The only one's going to hate you is that the word hate. You might hate yourself. All of a sudden you become a very extremely wealthy individual from an idea that you had. And then you go, now you feel guilty about it. Well, one thing about guilt, you could say that is, you could say guilt will pull that money away from you. And so here, a prosperous person is a fully functioning individual who knows what he or she wants, who creates what he or she wants, who is experiencing a life with more abundance. And prosperity is a way of living, a way of thinking also. So you gotta think, you gotta live in a prosperous manner. You gotta think in a prosperous manner. I'm talking about inside. This is not outside of you. You don't have to drive your $200,000 car to impress people. Now, let's say you create that prosperity to buy that beautiful car that you've always wanted, that's $200,000 or whatever it is, then you are welcome to have that car, because you have opened your mind up to the prosperity of the universe. Therefore, the prosperity of the universe has come to you directly through you, and you create enough finances that you were able to buy this dream car of yours. So it's not just money or things. It's the way you are. It's who you are. It's the way you think you are. And let's go to the poverty side of this. Poverty is a way of living and thinking too. Not just a lack of money, of things. Where prosperity is a spiritual well-being. Is poverty a spiritual place? No. We are not meant to be in poverty or impoverished. And someone might say, well, Jim, it's easy for you to say. Well, it can be easy for you to say and you to think too. All you have to do is change your mind and start thinking about your spiritual well-being. Because when you start thinking about prosperity as your spiritual well-being, you're literally, it's like the whole experience of healing your life is taking place. when you start thinking in those terms. Literally, this whole experience of healing your life starts taking place, satisfying who you are, and satisfying maybe beyond who you are, for that matter. And it's also, think about this. When you're, you say, more connected to who you are and more connected to the universe, that prosperous part of the universe, your prosperous part of your internal universe, now you're bringing in peace and harmony into who you are. Peace and harmony are two beautiful words right there. Harmony means you're in tune. You're in the flow. Peace means no matter what happens, you're still going to be in that flow. And no matter what happens, that harmony is not going to be disturbed by that outside stuff. It's not just about your bank accounts or whatever, or your stock portfolio or whatever it is that you think about. You are a whole individual in this whole universe. It's your consciousness that sets all the limits in your life. No one else does. You set the limits. You create your limitations. Therefore, you're only going to get what you think you deserve, nothing beyond. Maybe occasionally you might get a few extra crumbs here and there, and then maybe not. So it's your consciousness that sets your limitations every day, every waking moment and sleeping moment. Because these thoughts are rambling through us all the time. And if there are no limitations, any limitations, no limits, guess what? Then you believe that your life is completely shaped by what happens around you. If there are no limitations with internally inside of you, let me rephrase this. If there are no limitations with internally inside of you, then the world is your oyster. The world is your giant chocolate bar, and you get to bite a piece of chocolate off whenever you want to. You notice I use chocolate. I'm a fan of chocolate, so just got to say that. It's one of those food groups. Anyway, but the opposite is, if you do have any limits, then your life is completely affected by the outside world. You know, you read an article that the economy is bad. It's slowing down. Well, damn. Some of the most successful people in the world have created their fortunes when the economy was down. They didn't let that outside stuff interfere with what their thoughts, their emotions, their belief systems. They did not let them affect that. They have a very unlimited aspect of the universe, where someone in poverty thinks in limited forms, because there's no more than poverty. And it's also about accepting responsibility for your own thoughts. And what I mean by that is, if you're telling yourself, God, I'm poor, this really sucks, this is bad, this is whatever. But since you're saying that to yourself, guess what? That's all limited belief systems. And I'd like to say, I got a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. I will be taking phone calls. So if you want to talk about your spiritual economics or do anything psychic, give me a call in the second half. But until then, remember, two things that matter, peace and love. And in this case, unlimited visions of what you want to create in your life, your spiritual economics. Be back in 5.
Hi, this is C.A. Brooks, host of A Course in Miracles, here on 1-2 Radio. Stick with us, and you're going to see your world different.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Hi everyone, this is Tamara Childs, psychic advisor on 1-2 Listen. Lately there's a lot of energy up in the world right now. I think things are highly dynamic. We're seeing controversy, pain, discord, and I've often noticed that when pain meets empath, a fixing binge begins. Seeing things out of balance causes a lot of anxiety. It feels like you have to do something about it. Often when we feel the distress of others, we want to just soothe it so that we can feel good again. We want to get the whole world lined out. So whenever I get caught up in responding to the negativity that I feel in the world, I just remember that my own life is good right down to its essence. And the same is true for you too. I remind myself not to get caught up in fixing what I perceive in the world, what I feel. And you know, it's really enough to just be the light that you already are. And witness the difference that makes. What if every pound of controversy that you perceive has enlightenment on the other side of it? What if there's expansion occurring beyond what we are perceiving? And this is just a time when we're letting all of the inequities, all of the problems out of the woodwork so that we can find new creative solutions just by being ourselves. So think about that and keep being you.
Hi, this is Kelly Whetstone, 1-2 Listen advisor and host of Empowerment on 1-2 Radio. Joel Goldsmith said an interesting thing. He said, God created the world and lives in it through us. If you've ever thought that you were left here to fend for yourself, think again. Infinite life is contained within your consciousness. Therefore, an infinity of love, peace, wisdom, harmony, joy, safety, security is yours to draw upon at any time. All that God is where you are, right here and right now.
Hi everyone, this is Mark Hussman. This time I'm not bringing you a fast forecast or a plug for the advisors of 1-2 Listen, or a plug of anything for that matter. This time I'm calling on you, yep, everyone listening right now, to enlist in a war on fear. I know those words are easy to say and they sound familiar, but this war doesn't see fear as belonging to a race of people or to actions of anyone. This war asks that you remember that fear lies to us, having us believe that we are vulnerable and helpless, and that violence is the only way to bring about change. But see, love can't pretend. It knows that we are not different. Love reminds us that caring for others is how we care for ourselves, and that peace is here, right now, if we want it. Fear says we're dumped on a murderous planet, and love says it's a lie. We want to believe that we have not been abandoned. We want to believe in each other, and I believe we can. So please join us, the 1-2 family, in erasing fear by remembering that we are here together in love. Thank you so much.
Host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing and a 1-2 Listen advisor. I know the world is a crazy place these days, but don't let these people take your power away. It's time to go inside and empower yourself, where you create and express your inner world of peace and love. It's time to create a strong sense of yourself, where these events and situations no longer control who you are. You are in charge of yourself and always will be in charge. Call upon God, the angels, your spirit guides to heal your fears. Let your light shine. Let your light shine brilliantly. Peace and love to all. That's all there is. And peace and love is who you are.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now. 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hi, this is Christina LaFrance. And I'm so glad you tuned in to 1-2Radio.com. I am loving this show.
Hi, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. My topic tonight is spiritual economics, and I'm going to start with this point. You could say a starting point in realizing your prosperity is accepting and being responsible for your own thoughts and taking charge of your life, not wait for something to happen or hope that someone's going to intervene and give you something. It's also, you're not responsible for what comes from the government or what happens on Wall Street or what happens in the world. Don't take on that responsibility. Whatever government you live under, it doesn't matter. Or whatever, you could say, whatever stocks, whatever stock market you trade on this planet, it doesn't matter. You're not responsible for that. You're just responsible for the way you think about things. You're not responsible for them. You're only responsible for yourself here. And what you think about your economy, your financial affairs determines your experience. And keep yourself in a positive stream of life. Let's say some days you're going, well, it's not working. I seem to be making less this week. Well, if you are, you are. Maybe you need to be uplift. Maybe you need to change something. Maybe you don't. Maybe it's just where you're at in this moment. And if you recognize where you're at in this moment and you're not satisfied with where you're at, then you say, okay, I'm going to change my thoughts. I'm going to go back to my ability to create anything I want at any time, anywhere. My spiritual economics is going to allow me, my empowered thoughts is going to allow my economics to go up, to create. You know, maybe because things are a little slow this week for you, you're not making as much as last week. Maybe you listen to something. Oh, the economy is bad. And you might have heard that in a passing conversation or whatever. And then you just took it in and it just slowed things down. Think about what you've heard when things slow down for you. And maybe you go, well, I heard that and maybe I believed it. Maybe that's part of my old belief system and it just reignited part of my old belief system. And also another thing is start eliminating thoughts such as, I can't, I'm afraid, there's not enough. Well, yes, you can, and there's nothing to be afraid of, and there's plenty out there for you. And it's also about, talk about the things that you want. You know, talk about the things you want and kind of like live with these aspects. Yeah, I want a new house. I want a bigger house. I want a new tennis racket. I want a guitar. Whatever it is you want, think about what you want. Start having a conversation with yourself. And maybe people that are real close to you, you might say, you know, I always had this idea to buy this guitar, but I never wanted to spend $2,500 on this guitar. But I think I'm open for it and I'm up to it. Therefore, when you think you're open, and it might come. But if I know I'm open to it, having this great guitar, this $2,500 guitar in your life, then your thoughts are centered on the idea of abundance and well-being for yourself. And it's important to know that you say God's source is in your mind. Is constant. It's abundant source of supply. God created the universe. Okay. Like I said earlier in the show, look at the beautiful night sky. Look at the abundance that's over your head. You can say no money can buy that. That's true. No money can, but you can't buy the stars in the sky, but you can buy yourself a new car. But you can buy yourself that $2,500 guitar that sounds incredible. That when you play that guitar, it's true harmony. It's just an incredible thing for you to experience. And it's important to know that you are that source, your source, God, source, nature, whatever you call something greater than yourself, that this abundance is always around you. Therefore, it's always around you. It's inside of you. And let's see. Okay, there's a request on the chat room. In great need of an angel message, if possible, please. Okay, let's see what we can do for you. And this is Adnay. I hope I'm saying this right. Adnay or Adney. What's going on here? Yeah. It's time to let it go. This is what I'm getting for you. It's time to let it go. It's time to let go of the old stuff that, well, they're really being honest here. It's time to let go of your bullshit. It's time to, embrace that part of you that you're forgetting about and you know it's there. Because you feel that it's unimportant. Well, that they're saying basically embrace that part of you. Let go of the bullshit. Be yourself and march strongly with yourself. I hope that worked. I hope that was the message you were looking for. That's what came through when you asked that. So hopefully that was helpful for you. And so another comment is tuning in late, but, in favor of buying the guitar. Good. Yeah. Very good, Becky. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I agree. It's nothing, you know, musical instruments, you could say, will soothe the savage beast inside of you and around you. So getting back to, and Mariquis, let's see, any messages regarding finances, please? Yeah, there's one coming on real strong here for you, Mariquis. Basically, what I'm getting is stop messing around and be create a serious attitude about your finances, and your finances are going to open up for you, but you have to have a serious attitude. And so it's a serious attitude that if you're funny, then it doesn't come. No, I don't mean the attitude is whatever you want, you're going to get. And it's going to come to you easy. So that's, you could say, the serious attitude, as far as finances goes for you. So recreate new ideas, new thoughts, new attitudes, and your finances are going to improve. It's real important that you discard some of this old stuff that's really holding you back and been holding you back. Look beyond your parents. Look beyond your family. Look at the successful people in your community. Go where they're at and how they think. That's where you have to go here. Go beyond. Go beyond. Hopefully that was good for you. So getting back to spiritual economics, keep your thoughts centered on ideas that's abundance and well-being for yourself, and know that you're surrounded by divine presence, and know that the truth is that God, source, will make prosperity and success part of your life. And know that this infinite mind and know that the infinite mind, that your infinite mind, because now you've opened yourself up to the unlimited unlimited source. So therefore, there's no limitations now. And just know that you can have whatever you want when you want it. There's also another thing here. Think about the boundless opportunities that come to you on a daily basis. You may not think they're boundless. Maybe you think they're limiting. Well, maybe you should change your mind about opportunities that are presented to you. Because opportunities, when they're presented to you in the right way, in the right fashion, could open your mind up to more prosperity, could open your mind up to more feelings of abundance. And it's also you creating yourself centered in this creative flow of the universe, of your creative flow, of your internal universe. Where money is just, think about it. Governments around the world, they constantly print money. It's just paper. Nothing special there. It's just paper. So think of it in terms as money as just being stacks of paper that's cut into rectangles. Okay? That's all it is. And it has pictures on it. It has whatever, whatever, whatever. That's all money is. Just paper. So don't make a big deal of it. There's lots of paper around. Therefore, you can have as much paper as you want. But it's also about positive beliefs within inside of you that you can accomplish this. That's another aspect here. Positive beliefs inside of you that you can accomplish this and much more than this. And you got to keep on moving that directions of your dreams, because when you start expressing your dreams, that's when you can say your economy starts expanding. Your personal economy gets better. Your personal economy gets, well, let's think of this. Let's say you're experiencing a temporary illness and you don't feel very good. Well, tap into that unlimited source that this economy, your personal economy, also improves your health, also improves the way you look, because you're more the way you present yourself. Your posture stands. You stand straight. You stand tall. You stand with pride. And when you're in this state of unlimited abundance, unlimited well-being for yourself, guess what? It's so easy to create what you need. And here's Liliana, affirming what you will manifest as long as you are open to receive it. Amen, sister. So true on that one. I am ready for more abundance, health, happiness, finances. And she says, I'd love a message. Liliana, yes, there is a message for you. What you just said, take this and run with it. I would say take this and run with it on a daily basis. Until you really believe this. I mean, really believe it. Deep down in your soul. Deep down in every cell of who you are. It's really important. What you wrote here is so personal and deep for you. But it's personal and deep for everyone when I read that. So take this and run with it. This could open up your world in ways right now you could not even imagine. So hopefully that was good for you. And it's also about creating substance, because we live in a world of substance. Okay, so we live in a world of substance. Can you create substance? Of course you can. God, Source, does it all the time, daily. And that divine flow comes through you. So therefore, you can create substance anytime you want. And substance, interesting, the meaning of substance means to stand under, okay? And substance, that is substance standing, okay? So substance, the meaning is stand under or substance standing. And substance can be material or non-material, but it always starts out in a non-material essence. Before it's manifested in our three-dimensional world, you started with an idea. And then you did the necessary work. And then you start, it started creating outside of you because you did what was necessary to make it happen. And then a month into it, you're making more money than you've ever made in your life. A year into it, you're making more money than you've made in five lifetimes. So this is about like substance, you could say, starts off in the non-material world with inside of your mind. And then once that you do the necessary steps to create it outside of you and it starts materializing it out in the outside world, then you just created something wonderful for yourself. Then you just created a prosper. You developed a rich man's mentality or a rich woman's mentality. Each one of us, no matter where you're at on this beautiful planet of ours, we all have this ability. The only ones that are going to stop us is us from creating that. So these positive beliefs, you could say, about yourself is important. And you've got to keep on moving in your directions of your dream. And you've got to have this rich mentality, not this impoverished mentality that fluctuates with the economy, that you fluctuate with the economy, that you fluctuate with your daily thoughts. This is a tool to empower yourself, a spiritual tool. And knowing that you are connected to Source, to God, this allows you to express love, passion, the passion of life, the power of life, the wisdom of your life. And it's also, you actually believing it every waking moment and every sleeping moment. No doubt. When doubt comes in, you could say poverty comes in. So if you recognize doubt is coming in, just cancel that thought. Change it with the thought like, that's not going to stop me from doing what I need to do. So let's say, example, you might think you're broke at this time in your life. And you may have an attitude that I am poor. Okay. That's why you're broke in this life. Now just think if you were to overcome what is happening in your world, in your universe, and you say, I'm not poor. I'm the wealthiest man or woman on this planet. Okay. You have a strong attitude like that. You're moving forward. You're centering yourself for success. And it's the inner wisdom that is expressed outwardly. When you start believing that there are no limitations and you start expressing outwardly, then there's no reason why you can't become a billionaire or a multimillionaire. Whatever you want, you can have. There's no reason there. The only reason is you. And you know, this is all about you staying centered. This is all about you creating a wholeness within inside of yourself. You're not having these choppy feelings, choppy thoughts, choppy emotions. You're integrating this abundance in your body. Your imagination is integrating the abundance within your body, within every cell, with every DNA, every double helix that exists in your body. You're going to awaken that. And it's also about you thinking like this, that you have this unlimited connection to what's around you, this unlimited connection to who you are. And it's allowing yourself to be a part of this, allowing yourself to open to opportunities that might come your way and not have, oh yeah, right, that's a bunch of whatever. Well, if you have an attitude like that, then everything's a bunch of whatever. Opportunities that come to you, like from that creative side of you, are maybe from other people around you. And you pick up on that idea, and then you start running with that idea, and then you create that idea, and then before you know it, you have something out there in the world. And before you know it, you're no longer poor. You're a wealthy individual. You came here to be wealthy. You came here to experience the opulence of the universe, and therefore, you're a part of that opulence of the universe. So, don't have any guilt about you collecting money in your life or funds or whatever hobbies you have. They're for you. They're for you to experience. And it's also these opportunities. You know, you might say, yeah, I believe that. That's going to happen. Like, eh, you know, whatever. It's also about you having peaceful and secure outlook about your life. This is all inward stuff. You having a peaceful and secure inward look, a sense of who you are. So you express it outwardly. And this allows you to tap into your affluence that's always in you and around you. It never goes away because you're part of the universe. The only thing that goes away, it might be on hold because you don't believe that you can have this. You don't believe that it's possible for you to get what you need because it never happened before. Why is it going to happen tomorrow or an hour from now or the next moment, the next second? Well, if that's your belief system, then nothing's going to happen. You're just going to be in the same old doldrums year after year, struggling or whatever it is that you struggle with in your life. And you got to think about this. Your mind is a platitude of many creative ideas. Tap into that. Your mind is your ingenuity, your opportunity. Your mind creates, you could say your ingenuity, so you can think about these things, but it also creates opportunities that may yet have not unfolded yet. So maybe it's time to, and it's also about the blessings that are around you, that are inside of you. All these things come from, you could say, the feeling of abundance is an internal job, not an external job. Go into your consciousness. And you could say, and live in substance. Live with the substance that you want to create. Have some wonderful, beautiful ideas. And it's important, you know, so your awareness is that you create substance. And when you start creating substance, this gives you the opportunity to say, wow, I actually did it. I've never done that before. You did it once and you can do it 1,000 times thereafter. You're no longer fearful of it. Well, you embrace it. And just know that you are always supported by substance of the universe, substance of what you create around you. It's a beautiful thing that we have with inside of us. All we have to do is tap into it. And, at times you could say the most important thing is to unlearn what we've learned already because it's kept us very limited beliefs, mistaken beliefs, bad attitude towards work or whatever it is, bad attitude towards living and life in general. That's when it's time to relearn who you are and relearn and get rid of those beliefs that are not bringing you creating prosperity in your life, however form prosperity may come. And so I look at these as errors. These attitudes are errors. So by changing these errors and changing the way you think and change and relearning the what you've learned for the past 30 years, this is all going to allow your spiritual economics to grow, your personal economics to be better, to improve. And I would like to recommend a book here. It's Eric Butterworth is the author, and the name of the book is Spiritual Economics. So you could go to Amazon. He's available on Amazon.com. Good book. It even goes into, you could say what I went over is minor. He goes into more details than I do. It's a book, that's why. But anyway, I'd like to thank my audience, the beautiful men and women out there listening tonight. I do appreciate you. I want to thank my producer, Aday. And I want to say the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva, and that's a food show, but you got to think of food as your spiritual economics. Food feeds your soul. Food feeds your physical body. Food feeds your mind. And when you have, you say food, energy, your mind is a valuable resource for you. And also I want to mention that started last week, Lacey Jackson, she started up a show. She used to have a show on 1-2 Radio. It's called The Groovy Green Goddess. It's on every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And wherever you are in the world, you just got to go to that time zone and count how many hours back or forwards from that place. But all I would like to say is thank you. And despite what is going on in the world around us, there's only two things that matter here, peace and love, and that's all you are. And another thing that matters is your spiritual economics and your personal economy and what you create there. Until next week, have a great week, and thank you. Peace and love to you. Talk to you next week. Bye.